Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Because all quarterbacks can be Purdy or not Purdy, depending on what you're looking for. Dave Williams, Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. According to Mel Kiper Jr., his mock draft came out part of the first draft pod that he hosts. Houston Texans taking Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama, number one.
Where's our music, Freddie? Hot sauce? Where's our music?
Hot sauce, Freddie!
Don't we have like NFL draft music?
You got to talk to Alan Yates Sharpton over there. There we go. Ask, you shall receive. Or else, according to Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft, Colts, C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Ohio State at number two. Bears at number four, taking Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle to Georgia. Carolina Panthers taking Will Levis at number five at Kentucky. And Seattle taking Anthony Richardson, quarterback at Florida, number nine. According to mock draft, Mel Kiper Jr., he has four quarterbacks going in the top nine. Let's bring in the always terrific Mel Kiper Jr. By the way, the SportsCenter special, Mel Kiper Jr.'s NFL Mock Draft 2.0, 5 p.m. Tuesday on ESPN2. Hit him on Twitter at Mel Kiper ESPN. Mel, a lot of people believe you. They think four quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10. You got four quarterbacks going in the top nine. Why on that one?
Ready, the quarterbacks, I think it's going to be a wild scramble and a really fun night the end of April and that Thursday night to see which teams will make those bold moves to go up and get that quarterback that they deem QB1 or QB2, not wait for QB4. And the thing is now, guys, we don't know who QB1 is going to be or QB2. We have pro days coming up. We got to see, is Bryce Young going to be 185, 195, 205? That's going to be really important. Will Levis, when he's 100% pro day after being beaten up all year with those injuries, Anthony Richardson, how accurate will he be at his pro day throwing the football? C.J. Stroud, that Georgia game certainly made him an awful lot. Not necessarily money, but put him in the discussion that Georgia game did to maybe be the first or second pick overall. So it's going to be fun to see when we get to late April how this all shakes down.
Mel, thank you so much for saying that, because other people that we brought on our show or that I hear talk about it automatically slot in Bryce Young as like the quarterback. Like, he's the guy. He has all the pieces. And I'm sitting there watching C.J. Stroud play for Ryan Day at Ohio State this past season. I'm like, I know that he had a pair of elite receivers last year, and that system opens up. But, I mean, he throws the ball exactly where he wants to put the ball. And I actually think after this we go through the combine, people are going to be talking about C.J. Stroud pretty differently, in my opinion.
Jay, it's going to be really interesting. You think about with Bryce Young, if he were bigger, it wouldn't be any question. If Will Levis would have stayed healthy all year and played like he did in 2021, he'd be number one. So if things would have fallen into place better there for Will, certainly Bryce Young, you can't do anything about your size. You are what you are.
Right.
But you're not 6 feet. You're about 5'10 and a half, which we thought he was. So the height's not the big deal, guys. It's the weight. Withstanding punishment, holding up for a long NFL season is what Bryce Young's going to have to show at a weight that we haven't seen before, at a size we've never seen before in terms of a first-round quarterback. Bryce Young's the ultimate outlier. So for me, it's going to be Houston at two. Do they go up to one to get Bryce Young? Does then Indy at four go up to two to get the quarterback they deem QB1 or QB2 and C.J. Stroud? And then does Carolina make a move up to get Will Levis? And where does Anthony Richardson fall? And I have him right now at nine with Seattle moving down to get him. So I'll tell you, it's going to be fun to see where an Aaron Rodgers goes. Okay, where does Derek Carr go? We talk about Jimmy G, Baker Mayfield. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the mix outside of the guys who are going to be in the draft.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN NFL draft expert, also hosted the first draft pod. Don't forget his mock draft 2.0 special, 5 p.m. Eastern Time this Tuesday on ESPN2, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Will and Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max on ESPN Radio. What does it say about modern football, Mel, that we can have a conversation about Bryce Young, even with his slight frame and his slight height, and yet he's still going to go in the first round?
Freddie, it's different now, and I think that you can protect your quarterbacks, but you can protect them all you want. It's going to be interesting. And Bryce, you want quarterbacks to stay healthy, protect their body, but this is a size, like I said, guys, we have not seen this before. In the first round, a quarterback that size going as high as you're talking about, number one overall, or a team trading up to get him. I talk to teams in the league, I say, would you take him number one? Some say, categorically, no, I couldn't. with his size. I couldn't do it. But there's 32 teams in the league. You're not going to get all 32 to agree on anything, and they certainly can't agree on that. So it's like I say, it's going to be interesting to see when we get to late April and all the information is in, all the numbers are in, pro days, heights, weights, speeds, everything. I think it's right now wide open. I really do. But I think Bryce Young right now is the consensus guy. Let's face it. You knew he wasn't going to be the ideal size. You knew that. Right. But you love the way he processes. You love the way he plays the game. If he can stay healthy, you got a great quarterback. Back, but that's the question.
Mel, who is the best overall prospect in this draft?
Jay, it's not a good draft. I never, Freddie knows this. We did about a million hours of radio together. Freddie, did I recall a bad draft in my lifetime? No, I never did. This is not a good draft. I struggled to get to 85 players. Wow. It just isn't. Wow. But Jalen Carter from Georgia is a dominator. He was a dominator 2 years ago when they had that talent-laden defense. He got healthy after being injured in September, and he was wreaking havoc again down the stretch for Georgia. I think for the Chicago Bears, if they can pull off two trades and get all those multiple draft picks in return and still get Jalen Carter at 4, which fills a key need area for the Chicago Bears, that would work out beautifully for Chicago Bear fans and the Chicago Bears organization.
What makes a bad draft, in your opinion?
Just the rate. What I try to do, Freddie and Jay, is go back to all the other drafts and look at the players at each position in the first, second, third round and look at the grades I gave them and say, okay, here are the guys and here's how they line up. How do they compare to those guys? And I grade them based on that. And those grades just don't match up. Now, are there some really good tight ends in this draft? Some really good corners? Yes, there are. Can you have a really good draft and 2023? Yes, you can, but it's going to be challenging. And I said this a month ago. If you end up 4 or 5 years from now and look back on this draft and you give it an A or a B grade, those scouts should get a raise because you got to really do your job. You got to figure it out. You got to pick the right guys and hope that the needs work in with the players because, let's face it, you still draft best players available at positions of need, but you just got to hope it all falls into place for you this year.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN senior NFL draft analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mel, a lot of talks about what Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears would do with that first pick. Obviously, like, I'm a fan of Justin Fields. I'm curious about where you had Justin Fields rated during the draft and if you see him being a future franchise quarterback, or do you think the Bears should be in to go a different direction?
He was QB2 behind Trevor.
Apparently, the Chicago Bears did not want to have that information.
We'll always have, we'll
oh, there he's back. There he we is. Got you back. Sorry, we lost you, Mel. Can you start
exactly.
over?
Exactly. Yeah,
he's not back.
Yeah, he's not. The Bears got to hold that intel.
He's QB2 behind Trevor Lawrence.
The Bears did not want you to put it out there.
No, the Bears have cut off my mic.
They really have.
They cut off Mel's mic.
When you can have Mel Kiper Jr. go underground and go dark because you don't want people to question your ability to draft or not draft, you know you're doing something.
I mean, it was interesting still hearing names like Baker Mayfield. That there's just names that you don't really think about as much. You're kind of wondering, like, what happens to certain players? Like, we had the question earlier about, I think it was to Jeff Darlington, about is this the last we've seen of Carson Wentz? You know, you have names like Baker Mayfield. You're like, oh, yeah, these names are still somewhat floating around, and they're not as main options, but they could be if a team doesn't get the right pick or right scenario. Yeah,
more than ever before, and you are spot on with right pick and right scenario because – in any other year, there's no way that Kyler Murray is drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. But they brought in Cliff Kingsbury. They wanted somebody that could run that offense. And who better than somebody that could run that offense efficiently when it came to Kyler Murray? And the first 3 years were terrific. They increased their win percentage and wins each and every year. Then year four, everything goes haywire. He and Cliff Kingsbury don't get along. And now we're going to see what kind of quarterback he can be because what they're bringing in, the offense, is not going to be the kind of fit that he was brought in when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals. It's exactly going to be the case of Bryce Young. Whoever drafts him, that has to be the fit, or you got to fit around him like the Baltimore Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. Jason, they saw his skill set, and they said, okay, what we do here is not going to make that work for him. So what do? They flip the entire offense.
But see, Freddie, I think sometimes this is lost in translation on drafts, and it really bothers me as an athlete. So I got drafted, right, playing high pick and roll every day of my career in college. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, well, we have this player that it's proven that it can be dominant one aspect, but we want to fit you into the triangle.
Right. Like, I remember.
Okay, so the system, now you're fitting the player into the system instead of saying, hey, I have this player. Let me build the right system around him. i.e., like you got like Mac Jones, right? Mac Jones doesn't get drafted high unless Bill Belichick and that team falls to that 15th spot. You're like, no hey, doubt. We've seen this before. Here's the system that we know a player fits in the system. So system matters.
Yeah, and that's why they moved on from Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, those two guys who couldn't call plays.
Had to.
To bring in Bill O'Brien, which I was saying last year. After the season, Bill Belichick, my first call is to that guy because I've seen that guy can do.
By the way, you've seen the relationship that he had in college with Mac Jones.
Absolutely.
We're seeing a lot of that, not only in college, but also on the field as it relates to Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Think about these relationships that we've seen college players now play together because they have that continuity.
No doubt about that. Rick and Cannon wants to win in the NFL draft. You're in Keyshawn, Jalen Max with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Rick, what you got, my friend?
Morning, gentlemen. Love morning. Hearing you guys in the morning.
Appreciate
What's
you.
Up, Rick?
Thank
so,
you.
So, you know, putting Freddie in there, it's just like substituting, you know, hankering for Willie Mays.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So what I was thinking about Bryce Young is, so if I'm a team, I draft them, and I have a veteran quarterback, and I run that veteran for the year, and I let Bryce Young sit and try to put some muscle and some weight on him. Because even if he doesn't put on much more weight, he gets a year of seasoning, you know, watching, learning, and he's still the same quarterback with all the tools, but he's probably going to be a little bit heavier now, maybe a little bit more durable. And one last thing, Jay Will, about Keyshawn calling you J-Bob, tell him that name's taken because Jim Bob Cooter, he's probably the original Jim Bob, so that should get you off the hook.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let Jim Bob keep it. Jim Bob can keep it right where he is.
Call it a morning.
I don't want J Bob away.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, J Bob.
J Bob.
It goes right back to Cheddar Bob for me. It's 8 miles. It's like, I don't want to be Cheddar Bob.
It sounds like you're going to be like a country singer hanging out with Kane Brown and Cowboy Troy and those guys.
Okay, look at you throwing out Kane Brown and country singer.
I love Kane Brown. Brown. Right, yeah, that's a bad boy right there, man. That's a bad boy right there. But to his point about in terms of with the quarterbacks, I don't mind that because it worked for Patrick Mahomes. He sat for a year. Learned the offense. Alex Smith was terrific for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then when Patrick Mahomes is ready.
What are the terrific options in front of Bryce Young if he goes to Houston?
Well, if you put it this way, you got Davis Mills. So it's not a bad idea that Rick pointed out because you let him sit for a year. He learns the offense. You bulk him up a little bit because he's going to need to do that in the NFL without taking anything that makes him a terrific quarterback, that mobility, that ability to improvise. Why not? They did it with Steve McNair, the late Steve McNair. He sat for almost 2 years with that organization, and when he was ready to play, he was an MVP in the National Football League.
I think one of the challenges along with that being patient for organizations is that's fine. I think if you have people that are strong enough mentally to stop all the
that's a great
static.
Point. Yep.
Because what happens is when you start losing, Davis Mills is not the answer long term.
Exactly.
There is immediate pressure from the media and the fan base. Every time they see Bryce Young on the field suited up, get him in there, please, chance, right? Like, what? We should play him. He needs more reps. And that's when guys like this are apt to be hurt if they don't have the year to put on size and frame. So the strategy sounds correct.
Right.
The implementation of the strategy is the challenge.
And more than ever before, guys want to play now instead of waiting to not play. And that could be another conversation you're going to have to say being patient is not a bad thing when it comes to the quarterback position, especially if you don't need him right away. You can always keep weighing in. You can do that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. He's Jay Will and Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. And who said LeBron being in Los Angeles was a failure? Who was this demon? We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Ooh. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. J. Will and Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio, and also ESPN. Before we move on our conversation about who said LeBron being in L.A. has been a failure, a new debut, Allen Sharpton Yates?
Yeah, man, it's my man's song right here, Corey Lee.
Okay.
Fresh out of Norristown, featuring West Side Boogie, man.
A little in-town boogie in the house?
Okay. A little boogie, man. Got to put on for the guys.
Call Playboy, I like it.
All right.
I like it.
I'm in.
Keep
Playboy,
it coming.
Get that joint today.
Yeah, have me at hello. I like it. I'm feeling it. As someone who lived in Norristown for about 6 months, it's good to represent.
Man, I like that. I like the name Corey Lee and West Side Boogie. I like that.
I love the name, West Side Boogie.
I like the name K-Bob way better, though.
Of course you do, because it's you.
J-Bob.
Yeah, K-Bob's better. J-Bob.
Did you hear the name of the caller who said K-Bob?
No.
It's Jimmy Joe Pesci.
I like Jimmy Joe Pesci.
So he's taking somebody else's name to make it his own, huh?
Exactly.
And he's trying to attach a name to J and K?
I mean, Key always does somebody. He's like, yeah, I'm like Jay-Z and you're like Ja Rule. I'm like,
wow.
Nah.
Where's Ja?
Somebody does that to me, we're going to have to have hands.
Murdering?
No. We're going to have to have hands.
What's wrong with Ja, though?
I just compared to Jay-Z, come on.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Come on now.
I get it.
That's like that's like trying to connect Vanilla Ice and Eminem. Don't do that.
And then you got the whole, what's the whole party place he did in the islands?
Fire Festival.
Yeah, Fire Festival.
It went up in smoke.
It just goes bad really quickly.
Yeah, it does.
You know? Pass.
Supposed to have part two coming soon.
No, I don't want part two.
This shouldn't have been a part one.
I wasn't involved in part one. Yeah,
thank you. This should have been an opener. There's no need to be a closer or a sequel.
I mean, those cheese sandwiches they had looked pretty good.
It's all about the food with Pat. With Patrick Costello. All about the food.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, boy. Anyway, it has been a lot of cheesing when it's gone up for the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron being there. And Harry Douglas, when he joined us, he said that the experiment since LeBron James has gotten there, even with winning a championship, J. Will, in the bubble, has been a failure when it comes to the fact they have not been consistently healthy, have not been a consistent contender in the Western Conference. The injuries involving him, the latest one involving LeBron James, suffering a foot injury on Sunday, could be out for weeks, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN NBA insider. I don't know if I would use the word failure, but he put it out there, and he said it with his chest.
Are we going to listen to it?
No, I just put it out there.
Oh, you just put it out there?
I just put it out there. I mean, once you say something's a failure, I don't think we need anything else.
I mean, did it meet expectations of what you would consider with LeBron James? No, but I'm not going to call winning a championship in the past 4 years a failure. I can't do that. Whether people want to try to knock the bubble because so many people have played basketball in the bubble during a pandemic, mm-hmm. when there's social issues and racial issues going on in the country, a lot of people have done that. But those same people want to criticize the bubble. Like a champion, everybody's playing conditions were the same.
Exactly.
Were they different than what they were throughout a regular season? Yes. They were different because they were in the bubble. So playoffs, home and away, all that stuff factors into it. But everybody had the same odds on winning a championship.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers found a way to win. I'm not going to call that a failure. What I will call, though, I will call it, it's LeBron James still moves the needle, but he is one of the few players in the history of basketball that I've seen that can individually, like my grammar school coach used to say this, five players – and one player can't be five.
Right.
And I'm like, you're right. And then with someone LeBron, I'm like, but hold on. That one player has a chance.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
He has a chance. And some of the teams that LeBron James carried through the Eastern Conference, regardless of whether you want to call the Eastern Conference down or whatever you want to say during those times,
mm-hmm.
he carried them to NBA championships. This is no longer the 28, 29, 30-year-old LeBron James. This is now the 38-year-old LeBron James who's still putting up astronomical numbers. So the second part of the equation was the second piece that you needed. Same way D-Wed said, LeBron James, I'm not passing you the torch. Grab the torch from me.
Right.
You're still waiting in year five for Anthony Davis to grab the torch away from your from LeBron. I just don't think AD has the tools to be that player that that can impact the game the way LeBron James or the way Giannis would impact the game. It's a different kind of impact meter.
Right. Here's to that point what you just said. If people are waiting for that to happen, meaning grabbing that torch from LeBron, if LeBron's waiting for that to happen, he can let that balloon go it's not going to happen. And that's why I firmly believe a guy like Kyrie Irving has his eyes on Los Angeles to go there, even though they can't pay him the max money in Dallas. They can pay him in Dallas, there's something about that allure. You brought up about a guy who was a Kobe fan his whole life when it comes to Kyrie Irving. He would love nothing better to go there and represent himself in a Kobe-like way with that organization. But I also wonder this. It's better for him to stay in Dallas. We both agree on that. But does he believe that guys want to come there and play with him and Luka in Dallas? Because there's always been the narrative of the Dallas Mavericks. When they had Dirk Nowitzki all those years, he was never able to find that second guy to be that superstar with him. The fact that he won a championship with Dirk and the Dirkettes is a modern miracle. Mm-hmm. When they beat the Holy Trinity known as the Miami Heat with LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. We don't talk enough about that championship with the Dallas Mavericks. But it's always been with that organization having a problem finding that second guy. And does Kyrie Irving want to be that second guy in Dallas, or you want to have the chance to say, man, if I go that way, yeah, I'll be in the LeBron orbit, but at a certain point, it's going to be my team because Anthony Davis is not that guy based on what we believe.
Well, the thing, if you're Kyrie, and we all know how close Kyrie was to Kobe Bryant, like we all were, right? There is that attraction, that thought of this is where Kobe Bean Bryant played.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you think about some of the greatest Lakers in the history of the game, Kobe Bean Bryant is up there in that upper echelon. That's an infatuation for Kyrie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an infatuation for me.
Well,
a lot of different players, right?
Yeah, like, you're right.
I still post things from Kobe all the time. He was a mentor to me. I try to live my life in some of the daily principles from things I've heard him say to me and the way I saw him live on the court.
Right.
So, like, that is the one, like, that law of attraction. It's very fascinating to me around Kyrie in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say to you, can you find the right pieces for Kyrie in Dallas? I mean, you just need serviceable pieces if you have Kyrie and Luka on the same team. You don't need another big-name star.
Right. You don't need another big-name star, but you need somebody else. And is that attractive enough? Because they even had troubles attracting those kind of guys the years when Dirk Nowitzki was there. And they were still terrific with the Dallas Mavericks. It shows you the greatness of Dirk Nowitzki. And when Rick Carlisle became the head coach, what they were able to do. They had multiple 60-win seasons where he never had that consistent second guy.
Well, we have a lot of tests going on. So you have a test of the Dallas Mavericks. And what do these next 25 games look like with Luka and Kyrie on the floor at the same time?
Yep.
Everything, every single play, whether it's the hot pocket situation a couple weeks ago, whether it's an inbound play by Kyrie in the fourth,
right.
Everything is going to be criticized and scrutinized down to a T. Right? So we'll get a chance to feel what does that look like. It's also the same thing. It's a trial, right, for the Mavericks, for Kyrie, and whether that can work. It also feels like it's a trial for the Los Angeles Lakers and Anthony Davis.
Absolutely.
Right? You got the next 2 weeks, LeBron's not playing.
Yeah.
You realistically, if you're thinking about, is AD going to be a signature piece of this team moving forward, you know, you should think with Anthony Davis on your team that you should be fighting for a playoff spot. And if you fall out of playoff contention – without LeBron James and AD not putting up the numbers you expect, you have some big questions to ask yourself moving forward.
Yeah, we'll talk about those questions regarding Anthony Davis and also use that pressure word that we all hate now that he is the dude with LeBron James being out for weeks, courtesy of that foot injury. That's next on Keyshawn, Jalen, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I didn't see the Lakers really contending anyway with a healthy LeBron James. I saw them making a push realistically for the 6th seed. So now you're telling me LeBron James is going to miss several weeks. I see this being the Lakers' season. And everybody's going to shift the focus to AD, which I get. But are we realistically going to expect Anthony Davis to all of a sudden get the Lakers to a 7th or 8th seed?
He's Jay Will. I'm Freddie Coleman in our Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining the show, Graham, on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also on ESPNU. We got so many things to groove on with our man Bart Scott, not just an ESPN NFL analyst, but a terrific radio host, part of Bart and Han on ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Bart, I'm going to start Anthony Davis, and believe me, plenty of people have opinions about it. Yeah, he's got to be the dude now that LeBron James is out for more than a few weeks with a foot injury. What are your thoughts on Anthony Davis having the spotlight all on him in Los Angeles?
I just don't know if he has the ability to carry the team, right? You understand what they're, I believe they're still 13th right now. I don't know if he can get over the hump and carry this team, knowing that, you know, I know they have the easiest schedule remaining, or one of the easiest schedules remaining.
Right.
I just think, you know, losing LeBron James, you lose more than just his scoring and his productivity. You lose his leadership. You lose, I think, a guy that's able to switch off on multiple defenders, but he's the engine. So I think if he can't get back and if he's going to miss several weeks, I don't even think they'll be able to maintain the play-in. You know, when you think about, you know, who they have to play, those probably would have been winnable games. Those are all L's for me now, right? I think, you know, people are going to see blood in the water, because the scariest team in the postseason, I think, would have been the Lakers, especially if they could have got Sacramento in the first matchup. They would have had ability, I believe, to maybe get an opportunity to win a playoff series. Now the season is over. Now you have to think long term. What this team's going to look like going forward? Because I don't know what the contracts are after the season, after all the moves that they made, but they have to figure some stuff out. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. When you get older and you're a big guy like LeBron, a foot, that's tough, man. I hope it's not Liz Frank. Yeah. You know, we don't know if it's plantar fasciitis or it's fascia tore, right, which is actually a good thing if it tore instead of just being inflamed. But we don't know what the future is. And with that being said, I don't know what the future of the Lakers season is.
So, Bart, I had said this last year when Joel Embiid got hurt. I said, before it's all said and done, we will be talking about what James Harden can't do, right, more so than what we will be talking about what James Harden can do.
Sure.
Now, we saw James Harden come into his new deal and I'm willing to take less money. He can still get more money on the back end, but you're seeing that gamble, right? And I firmly believe it's going to be the same thing about LeBron James being out right now. I mean, this team is, 5-9 this year without LeBron James playing on the court. And think about the setup material. This is all classic setup material, Bart.
Yeah.
So they have the easiest remaining schedule per ESPN analytics out of any team in the NBA, right? They're fighting for their game and a half out of the 6th seed position.
Right.
So you're sitting there thinking, okay, Anthony Davis, you should be enough. Now, Bart, let me give you the names that are going to be playing with Anthony Davis here, right? D'Angelo Russell isn't playing, right? So you got guys like Malik Beasley,
yeah,
Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves. So the real question comes back to, can Anthony Davis carry that team and get them to the playoffs? And like I said before, man, like it's not a knock on AD. But when I think about LeBron James, he is him.
Yep.
When I think about Giannis, he is him. When I even think about Jokic, I'm like, Jokic, he is him. I think about AD, I don't see AD being involved in that MVP conversation. Like, he's another tier because I can't rely on him to carry my team each and every night. He can be a critical piece to winning a chip, but he can't carry my team where the other guys can, Bart.
Wasn't it 3 years ago when LeBron was rated the number one player in the NBA and it was Anthony Davis was number two the year after they won the title? What was that, 3 years ago?
In the bubble, yeah.
In the bubble. Like, how quickly he's fallen, because the Anthony Davis that we know from New Orleans carried teams. And what I get concerned with –
They didn't really go to – I mean, they went to the playoffs once, like a couple times, Right, one time they had a deep run, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but he was an MVP talent. It was a point.
Yes, I agree.
You know, when he first got there, that we're having a discussion: who's the better player, him or Giannis? You know, and since then, how quickly the narrative has changed. We know the talent is there. We just don't know if the durability is there, because they're going to need him to put in major minutes. And then what happens if his body breaks down? Then all is lost, because then even if LeBron James is even able to come back, what is he coming back to? Because whenever we've asked Anthony Davis to really grind and put the team on his back is broken.
Bart Scott, ESPN NFL analyst, also co-host of Bart and Hahn on ESPN New York 98.7 FM.
Every time I hear back is broken, I just have to say backiotomy. Go ahead.
It's sciatica. I broke my back. It's spinal.
I cannot go there. I cannot do
it,
Bart.
I get it, and I'm not going there with you here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Bart, when does the parade start for the New York Knicks? Now they've won six in a row.
Hey, listen, you know what's coming. Oh, you know, they won a playoff game against the Hawks a couple years ago, man. I thought it was Mardi Gras. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, you just gotta embrace it. Who knew that Josh Hart would make such a difference? You know, RJ Barrett takes a little bit off his plate. You know, I really love how quickly he's playing. Like, yeah. I didn't realize, but taking a deep dive and kind of just watching him play, he's the spark plug for them. I'm glad that they were unwilling to include him in trade talks, you know, because he, I believe, has a real legitimate shot to be the sixth man of the year. Now, the expectations have changed, right? And it's all about matchups. And I'm glad that Giannis, you know, was able to come back from the hand injury,
right?
Because I felt like if he didn't, maybe that team would have slipped, and the consolation prize for the Knicks and all their improvement would have potentially could have been a matchup with the Milwaukee Bucks. But I feel like the Knicks get in a series with the Cavaliers, or if they, you know, get into a series with the Brooklyn Nets, I think the expectation should be that they should win that series. Julius Randle has really turned the corner as a leader, and I think Jalen Brunson coming has taken a lot out off his plate, because he doesn't have to hold the ball all the time.
Right.
He still spins too damn much. Like, bro, newsflash, when you spin, they're going to W. Stop it. Stop spinning. Look at what the hell you doing, man. But, like, you know, Jalen Brunson's really taken off, but Josh Hart has really been the missing piece that they've needed. Let's see if they can pay him after the season. Probably going to cost him about $20 million a year. But this is a nice team void of superstars.
I will say, though, every time I watch the Knicks, especially this year, knowing that, you know, the Celtics are at a cream of the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll see what happens with Giannis. He has a hand injury, the knee injury. We'll see what happens there. Philly's obviously going to be there, too. But, like, outside of that, you're looking at it saying, man, the Knicks have made a move for Donovan Mitchell. Him and Jalen Brunson in the backcourt. Like, I'm not the biggest believer in R.J. Barrett long term.
I don't think they are either.
But he's not the key piece for them. You feel like that was a missed window of an opportunity for the Knicks.
Yeah,
it definitely was. They're a superstar, right? Because when you look at it, right, the piece that they were unwilling to give up is R.J. Barrett, which we're starting to have the conversation here in New York. Should Josh Hart start and, you know, bring R.J. Barrett off the bench? If that happens, if that's a real legitimate conversation, then why the hell were you unwilling to give him up in a trade for a superstar, a guy who put up 71, you know, and Moms is very charismatic. I love her a lot.
That's right. Hey, you got to go to get up, my friends. We don't want to make you late, Bart.
I got no life, man. I got this good suit in on, you know what I'm saying?
Beat it. Go to get up, okay? Bart Scott, ESPN NFL analyst, also co-host of Bart and Hahn in New York on ESPN New York 98.7 FM, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Once again, Kevin Durant had to hear from somebody about him being Kevin Durant. But is Kevin Durant really more right than wrong with his clapping back?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check.
Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
And the Phoenix Suns are nearing a blockbuster deal to bring in Nets star Kevin Durant.
4 unprotected first-round picks, a pick swap, all going back to the Nets for Kevin Durant.
This is quite the haul for Brooklyn. If you were going to move Kevin Durant, you got back plenty to start fresh.
And this is a team in the desert that certainly is going to have some immediate championship aspiration. Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with a little beatbox from Jay Williams. I'm just merely Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also on ESPNU. Before we get to Kevin Durant getting into it, somebody else getting on his last nerve, this from Rob Domofsky, who covers the Green Bay Packers, part of ESPN NFL Nation. He said Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst had a sit-down at the Combine in Indianapolis about 30 minutes ago, and this is what was said from Brian Gutekunst. He said he wants a resolution with Aaron Rodgers, the situation, before free agency starts on March 5th. He also said that the contract with Aaron Rodgers will be restructured if he returns. He also added absolutely he's comfortable if Jordan Love is the starting quarterback, meaning QB1, to start the season. He also went on to say, J. Will, Aaron Rodgers has not told the Packers of his plans. Gutekunst has not spoken with Aaron Rodgers at length since the end of the season, and he said, and I quote, "Until we have those conversations, I think all options are on the table right now," end quote. That's going to Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager, with Rob Domofsky, ESPN Packers reporter of NFL Nation, put on Twitter about 5 minutes ago.
Can you read that first part again? Did he say that Aaron Rodgers' deal would be restructured?
He said Gutekunst not only wants a resolution, but he says Rodgers' contract will be restructured.
What does that mean?
That means he is not about to pay him $59 million.
$59 million guaranteed.
Not about to pay him that.
Huh. Yeah. So all of a sudden, that's a different type of boat you messing with my money now.
Right. Until
I tell you, yeah.
I'm not believing it.
I mean, what really needs to happen is for them, I mean, the fact that they haven't had a conversation, I get that people take time off, but the real question, it always comes back down to, from the organization's perspective, like, how much more time are you willing to give a guy who is literally going year by year?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like Jordan Love. With Aaron Rodgers, they have a chance to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
You saw them get to that point this year with the way this season ended, with that run they went on before they had a letoff with their last game. So for me, I think it's worth it on a one-year deal. And I think it gives you another year to kind of figure out what your Jordan Love situation is. But if it is the year, it has to be the last year.
Because that's exactly what they're telling Aaron Rodgers right now with that statement. They're like, look, we know you're the Prince of Darkness. We're glad that you've been able to see the light, whatever you went to go do up in Oregon. But we drafted Jordan Love to be the future of this franchise. And if they had their way, the future would be starting now. But to your point, the problem is, with Aaron Rodgers, you have more of a chance of winning a championship.
Yes.
You can't say that about Jordan Love. Even Jordan Love wouldn't say that, no matter how confident that he is. Even the Packers wouldn't say that. But they got to get him on the field because they drafted him in the first round to be the future of this organization.
So if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're sitting back, okay, I guess we got to have a conversation sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And we had Jeff Darlington on today. He said last year by March 8th is when they came to some kind of conclusion.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So it seems to be fitting the same timeline.
Yep. It'll be interesting. Aaron Rodgers goes on the Pat McAfee show today because it's Tuesday, which means it's Pat McAfee Day, and he hasn't been on since Going Into the Dark. So I wonder if he'll make an appearance and what he has to say about what he heard.
Get ready for our whole show tomorrow.
That's going to be the A, B, C, D, E,
unless AD
block.
Gets hurt.
Oh, see?
What?
A2JA?
Or if he has a big game. Or if he's a big game.
Both can happen.
How do you not ask that question? Okay.
We'll find out.
There you go.
There's no need to ask a question that we know that question is going to be there here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, as well as ESPNU. Speaking of questions, it seems that why are people always picking on Kevin Durant according to Kevin Durant? The latest person, Charles Barkley, pro and college basketball Hall of Famer. He was on First Take yesterday with Stephen A. Smith and Molly Kierman. He says if Kevin Durant can cement his legacy, he's got to win a title this year with Phoenix?
If you go back and look at LeBron, who I really admire and respect, he said this. I did not say this. He says, I had to win a championship without Dwayne to get old heads respect. Kobe Bryant said this too. He says, I have to win a championship without Shaq to get these old heads off my back. I hold Kevin Durant to the same criteria. Mm. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the fan says. I'm talking about old guys like myself who went through the trenches. Kevin Durant gonna have to, before, like, hey, he's all-time great. But when it comes to being mentioned with some of these other guys, he's gonna have to win a championship where he's the leader of the team and he's the best player.
See, KD talent-wise is in the same conversation with LeBron and Kobe.
Right.
But pedigree-wise and as a recent accolades, he's not. Like, they're not in the same conversation. So I hear exactly what Charles Barkley is saying, and I don't disagree with it.
Okay.
I think even Kevin Durant understands that, like, he wants to win championships.
Sure.
But it does bring up an interesting point, though. It's like, how do you look at Shaq? Oh, is Shaq one of the most dominant players to ever play the game of basketball?
There's no doubt about that.
Is he one of the greatest to ever play?
Absolutely.
Well, he never won one without Dwayne Wade or Kobe.
Okay. So
like,
and
like that. So that's a little bit of my point,
mm-hmm.
right? So I get that it always comes back to Golden State,
mm-hmm.
but I guess because Shaq did win one with D Wade, he won it with somebody else. So you're still waiting to see. I guess I'm able to compartmentalize Kevin Durant as a talent because he's one of the best talents the game of basketball has ever seen.
Exactly,
top 10 greatest talent the game of basketball has ever seen, and has won 2 championships, has been Finals MVP twice. I mean, going to be top 10 all scoring when it's all said and done, if he's able to stay healthy. I'm able to take that away instead of saying, like, oh, he needs to reach all these other accolades to be proven as one of the greatest.
Well, he's responded on Twitter, KD Trey 5. He says, I don't remember Bron saying this. Somebody linked me to the article. Even Charles Barkley, when he got pushed back a little bit, saying, well, you know, you got out of those situations in Phoenix and Philadelphia, he said, but I was traded. I didn't force those kind of trades. They decided to trade me. Kevin Durant is never going to allow people are never going to allow themselves to get past when he made that move from Oklahoma City to Golden State, and he won 2 championships.
Even if he wins a championship right now with Phoenix.
Oh, they're never going to forget that.
It's still not going to allow people to get over that.
Right.
Because, you know, he forced his way out of Brooklyn,
yep.
and he got to a team with CP3 towards it. So at the end of the day, like, what are you chasing if you're Kevin Durant? You can't worry about other people's opinions.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You can't.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.